gathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. It is a pleasure indeed to be coming your way another time by means of radio. I hope that each of you are keeping the victory over the enemy and letting the Lord have full right of way in your life. I believe when one does that, he will be greatly enriched in the things of God. We certainly appreciate those who remember us from time to time in their prayers and with their offerings as we endeavor to keep the word going forth over the air and through the mail. May God himself reward you in a way beyond your fondest expectations. I trust that your reward will be great in heaven also. Have you ever seriously asked yourself, why are God's people persecuted? Would you really like to know the answer to that question? I believe the word will enlighten us. Jesus said, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Mark 13:13. So from that verse, it seems that godly folks are going to be persecuted for the sake of Christ and for that for which he stood. Again, he said in John 15:19, "If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." So there is a principle involved here. A true child of God has a spirit of Christ and stands for the things which are true, honest, and of good report. The world is an enemy to these things. The folks of the world have a worldly spirit. They don't receive and accept the truth as it is in Christ. This brings about a conflict. And I believe the world persecutes the godly just because they stand for the truth. But dear ones, don't let this discourage you. There are others who have endured tribulation also. Perhaps that verse of John the Beloved, who was banished to the Isle of Patmos, will be an encouragement to you. He wrote, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." Revelation 1:9. So, you see, he stood for the testimony of Christ and for the truth. But what did they do with him? They wanted him out of their sight, so they banished him to the Isle of Patmos. Do you suppose worldly-minded people don't like the truth because it condemns them? Peter sums up the situation this way: "For the time past of our life may suffice us to have brought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you." 1 Peter 4:3-4. Then the Apostle Paul came forth with a solemn declaration, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." 2 Timothy 3:12. Well, someone might say, "Just what am I supposed to do then? If for no particular reason at all I'm persecuted, what am I to do?" dear ones, Jesus knew this, so he gave us the instruction of what to do. Here it is, Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Do you find that hard to do? Well, it takes divine love. Here's another scripture that ought to be a blessing to you. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Luke 6:22-23. Then let us go back to the book of 1 Peter again. This time, in the 4th chapter and the 19th verse, we find these words. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Other scriptures tell us that trials really prove a blessing to those who are exercised therein, and also that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. And furthermore, these trials prove something after all. They really prove our salvation. Listen, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given, in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. Philippians 1:28-29. I was much impressed by a letter from Sister Thelma Sprague. She wrote, I am reading some books by John Bunyan. They are good books. I want to send you a quote from Advice to Sufferers. It is found in the heading of the book, To the Christian Reader. Here it is. A Christian is a child in the kingdom of God. And that kingdom, take it as it begins in grace, or as it is perfected in glory, is not of this world, but of that which is to come. And though, as men of old, some may now be afraid of that kingdom, yet that kingdom will hurt no man, neither with its principles or by itself. To instance somewhat, faith in law. What hurt is in that? Rejoicing in spirit for the hope of the life that is to come. By Christ, who will that harm? Nor is the instituted worship of our Lord of any evil tendency. Christianity teaches us also to do our enemies good, to love them that hate us, and to pray for them that despitefully use us and persecute us. And what evil can be in that? This is the sum of the Christian religion, as by the word may be plainly made to appear. Wherefore, I counsel thee to keep close to those things and touch nothing that jostleth therewith. Thank you, Sister Thelma, for that encouraging letter, including the quotation from John Bunyan. And now, this poem, God's Anvil. Pain's furnace, heat within me quivers. God's breath upon the flame doth blow, and all my heart in anguish shivers and trembles at the fiery glow. And yet I whisper, as God will, and in His hottest fire hold still. He comes and lays my heart all heated on His hard anvil, minded so into His own fair shape to beat it with His great hammer, blow by blow. And yet I whisper, as God will, and neath His heaviest blows hold still. He takes my softened heart and beats it. The sparks fly off at every blow. He turns it o'er and o'er, and heats it, and lets it cool and makes it glow. And yet I whisper, as God wills, and in his mighty hand, hold still. He kindles for my profit purely affliction's glowing fiery brand, for all his heaviest blows are surely inflicted by a master hand. So I say, praying as God will, and hope in him and suffer still. I will not murmur at the sorrow that only longer lived would be. The end may come, and that tomorrow, when God hath wrought his will in me. So I say, trusting as God will, and trusting to the end, hold still. Dear ones, if you are called to suffer for the name of Christ, don't be ashamed. Rejoice inasmuch as you are counted worthy to suffer for him. Let us pray. Our Father, bless and strengthen those upon whom you call to endure persecutions for the sake of Christ. Deal tenderly with those who ignorantly stand against the truth. Bless each listener of the broadcast in the way which they need most. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, friends, for allowing me to share with you a portion of the Word. We hope it will prove an encouragement. If you would like to write to us, you may do so by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Do be with us again next Sunday at this same time. Here is a song, Glorious Peace. The singers are Bob Forbes, Randall Flynn, Melvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
I came defiled and guilty to Jesus the mighty to save. He took my sins and sorrows and beautiful ashes gave. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as earth driven snow. I came to Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. My heart's door flung wide open, and glorious peace flowed in. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as the drift.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with you, and a very cheerful goodbye.